Hi, this is Jerry Gaffney, and I'm here with my teacher, Tony O'Rourke, for Lesson 56 of the Irish Guitar Podcast.
Hi, Jerry, and hello, listeners. Today, we have a well-known jig called the Blarney Pilgrim. Now, Jack and Charlie Cowan recorded this tune on their classic album from about 1977 called The Branch Line.
And El McMean did a nice guitar version of it too on Irish Guitar Encores, and Paddy Keane and Tommy Sullivan gave it a great version on The Long Grazing Acre.
You sound like you've got more recordings than I have, Jerry. The tune itself is in the key of G major, but unusually, the most common chord in the tune is in fact a D chord, not G, as you might expect. Now, the melody in this tune goes no higher than the G on the third fret of the first string. So the whole tune can be played in the open position. One of the features that make this tune ideal for guitar is that there are many open string notes within the melody. And by letting these open notes ring, you can create a certain feel to the tune that cannot be achieved on other instruments. Also, for those of you who use the tab notation in the booklet, and I'm not one of them, you'll notice in both the first and fifth bars of the third part of the tune, I finger the B note on the fourth fret of the third string rather than open B. Now, I do this because it saves jumping between strings in terms of your right-hand picking. And it really just makes it a little bit easier to pick. Also, note that this tune does not resolve at the end.
What do you mean by not resolving, Tony?
Well, resolving is I guess, when a tune finishes on the key that it's written in. So if we did this with, say, the English language, and we took a sentence that didn't resolve, we might say that the cow jumped over the... So it hasn't resolved. You don't kind of know what the cow has jumped over. So resolution would be the cow jumped over the moon. And so in music, when something resolves itself, it sort of, there's an end to the tune, a finality, that it goes back to the chord of the key that it's written in. Now, in Irish music, there are a lot of tunes that don't resolve themselves. And it often doesn't matter because you can either add a little part to the end of the tune that resolves the tune, or quite often tunes that are played in sets, you'll simply go into the next tune. So the fact that the tune doesn't finish, for want of a better word, doesn't really matter. Now, the accompaniment for this tune has only three chords, D, G, and C. The third part of the tune has an identical chord progression to the first part. Now, listeners can purchase the accompanying booklet for $9 US. Book 4 contains all 18 lessons with sheet music and tablature, chords and notes about the tunes. And I think somewhere you might even find a bonus tune there as well. Just visit irishguitarpod.com.
And as usual, we'll have a slow rendition followed by a normal paced version. See you next week.
See you all next week.